Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Grab Our Sports Overline right here on KMOX. We are taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. No Cardinals baseball. They get back at tomorrow in Chicago when they open up a 3-game series against the White Sox. Very happy to welcome back on to the program. You read him. He's the owner of the CardinalNation.com. They do an amazing job covering the Cardinals minor leagues. He is Brian Walton. You follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. Brian, always great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. So as the Cardinals have slumped a little bit here recently, there's been even more focus on some of these younger guys that we might see in the relatively near future this year, next year at the big league level. So it's a great opportunity to bring you in because I know a lot of Cardinals fans are asking questions. Let's start, though, with J.J. Weatherholt because he is destroying double-A pitching right now. Do you feel like we are close to seeing him get that promotion to AAA?
You know, it's an interesting time right now, Matt, because it's the final week of the first half of the season. Folks may not know the minor leagues play two halves. So the division winner in the first half plays the division winner in the second half of the first round of the playoffs. So Springfield is in a great position to win the first half, AA in the Texas League, the North Division of the Texas League. There are 4 games up with, I think, 6 to go. And certainly the leader of the offense, J.J. Weatherholt, along with catcher Leonardo Bernal, are two guys that you would think might get a chance to move up once that first half title's locked down. Of course, Weatherholt, first-round draft pick last year, hitting .323, continues to draw walks, on base .444. So 929 OPS certainly is doing everything that they want him to do at AA. The other thing that he's done there, Matt, is that he's played a dozen games or so at second base. And that's, of course, important because the St. Louis Cardinals kind of have a pretty good shortstop right now. And so, you know, when the time does come for J.J. Weatherholt, he needs to be able to, you know, move around the infield and play elsewhere if needed.
His June is ridiculous. He's hitting .486 with a .1350 OPS. I know it's still a relatively small sample size because they've played 11 games, or he's played 11 games in the month of June. But it's not just those numbers that you gave, Brian. It's him getting better and seemingly really understanding what he has to do to have success against AA pitching.
That's right. And what the Cardinals have traditionally said is they promote players to a new level, maybe sometimes a little before they're ready. They want to see them play up to the level of their competition. And once they can play beyond that level of competition, then they show that they're ready for that next step. And certainly there's no one in the infield in Memphis that's going to block in the outfield, I should say in center field in Memphis, who's going to block J.J. Weatherholt when he's ready. You know, Siani's been up and down, but, you know, Weatherholt is going to play wherever he is in the system. And certainly he looks like he's on a good track to get to AAA this year. But I also don't want to pass on talking about Leonardo Bernal. Mm-hmm. Leonardo Bernal is leading the Cardinals system with 11 home runs, a 21-year-old. He's a year younger than Weatherholt at AA as well. 40 runs batted in 46 games, hitting .300, .930 OPS. Leonardo Bernal, unfortunately for him, has the fact that he happens to be a catcher. And Jimmy Crooks, who's right behind him and leads in with 9 home runs and leads the system with 48 RBI, is the man at Memphis. In fact, here's a factoid for you, Matt. Right now, of the top 5 hitters in the Cardinals system in home runs, 4 of them are catchers. What are they going to do?
I guess it's a good problem to have at some point, but for the right now situation, it certainly creates a bit of a logjam. And if I'm going to give the June numbers for Weatherholt, I should give the June numbers for Bernal, where he's almost at the same level, hitting .432 with a .1288 OPS. So it is it's pretty remarkable what they are doing right now. Those two guys. Do the Cardinals, like, historically, is that something they'll do for their minor league affiliates that are rolling towards a first half or even a second half title, where they do try to hold some of their guys back maybe a little bit to help them secure that?
Well, I wouldn't say hold back, but we're talking about a week here or there. It's not that big of a deal one way or the other. And again, we have to remember that the Cardinals player development organization is all new this year.
Yeah.
From Rob Serfolio, you know, on down. So we're not really sure if, you know, if this organization is going to act like the prior one. Now, I will tell you, you know, going back 2 or 3 weeks, traditionally they had made a number of promotions over the Memorial Day period. This year they kind of spread them out, but they accomplished the same thing. There have been a number of players who have already moved up, including outfielder Joshua Baez, catcher Reniel Rodriguez, and then on the pitching side, of course, Tekoa Roby just moved from Springfield to Memphis finally for the first time.
Yeah, it's so many, like, this of all the years, it feels like this is the year where I have you on. I don't know if we're gonna have enough time because there's so many different guys I wanna talk about. And you just mentioned a couple in there as well. Let's start with Baez, because this is somebody who was a top level prospect for this team, had kind of fallen off the prospect, some of the prospect list out there, and then seemingly a breakthrough this year. Should fans view him kind of the same way, even when he had the prospect status, just based off how he's kind of found it this year?
Yeah, I think if you were to look up the term prospect fatigue, you might see Joshua Baez's picture. Now, the reality is the young man's only 22 years old, but he was drafted out of high school, but he came out of the Northeast. And we know that's an environment where they can't play ball necessarily as much as they do in the warmer areas, and it's a little harder to get a read on players. You know, good size physically, but struggled. A year ago, if we would have had this conversation, I would have said Baez looks like a washout. He actually got moved back from high A to single A last season to try to get his mojo going again. Well, this year he hit the ball like crazy at Peoria, moved up to Springfield, and continues to play well there. In fact, even better than first rounder Chase Davis, who's his teammate on that squad. Joshua Baez definitely is a guy who has put himself back on the prospect map this year.
We are talking right now with Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com. Tekoa Roby was incredible at AA Springfield this year, a 2.49 ERA over 10 starts. His first appearance with Memphis didn't go great, gave up 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings, but it's one appearance. We saw him a lot during spring in big league camp, and he was impressive there. It felt like they were maybe viewing him more, projecting him as a reliever at the big league level, and part of that was his inability to stay healthy. Has that changed at all, do you think, with what he's been able to do this season?
Well, the Cardinals have never made that statement about his future, and they don't really make that about any player. That's out speculation. But like you said, Tekoa Roby was hurt when he was acquired by the Cardinals almost 2 years ago, and he's been hurt multiple times since. Probably the most encouraging fact about Tekoa Roby is that he's stayed healthy this season, and he's gradually increasing his workload. I think the key for Roby will be, you know, he'll master AAA at some point down the road. But the key will be, will he be able to build up his pitch count and his innings deep enough so that he can be a viable major league starter? Because, you know, the major leagues don't want a guy that's going to go 5, maybe, if you know, maybe 6 innings. They want to have a guy that they, you know, have potential to go 6, 7, you know, maybe even 8 innings in that in a particular situation. And Roby hasn't yet shown that durability and that endurance. But again, he's still young, just 23. And, you know, right now he's probably the jewel of those 9 players that the Cardinals picked up 2 years ago at the trade deadline. Of course, when they traded Flaherty and Paul DeJong and all those others.
Quinn Matthews is back at Memphis. He got a little bit banged up, had to go through the rehab process. He's made two starts at Memphis in the month of June, a 2.25 ERA. We talked so much before the season started that this is a guy who is likely to make his major league debut this year. You kind of view him almost maybe as number seven or number eight on the starting pitching depth chart for the big leagues right now with so little available. Is he still on that track, even if it's been bumped a little bit, that we're still likely to see Matthews get to the big leagues this year?
Well, it's going to depend on the needs in St. Louis. Now, as you said, Matthews, you know, lost some time due to injury. He had some shoulder difficulty, and some of it apparently was attributed to him changing his motion and causing some problems, and that should be supposedly back on track. So the good news is he didn't have to have a procedure. He, you know, it's not something that's medically oriented. But what it affected was his ability to consistently throw strikes, which is something that Matthews has been known for in the past. The strikeouts are still there. Matthews will be fine, but, you know, a lot, frankly, is going to depend on what happens with St. Louis. As we've seen with Michael McGreevy, you know, he's in his third year at AAA. He's done everything that he needs to do, but there isn't an opportunity for him yet. So, you know, depending on what happens with the Cardinals and the playoff race, whether they're buyers or sellers, you know, maybe an opportunity will come up for Matthews later in the year. Maybe it won't be until 2026. And I don't think, if that's the latter case is what happens, that's going to be a big problem. You know, Matthews only got to AAA very late last year after he moved through three other levels of the system last season. So, you know, this season is a time for him to continue to build up. And, you know, we'll have to see when the next opportunity opens. But, yes, to answer your question, I think, you know, he would be the next man up after McGreevy. And part of that, frankly, is because the AAA rotation has just been decimated by injuries. Ian Bedell's injured. Sam Roberts injured for the whole year. Tank Hansa's still rehabbing in the minors. Drew Rahm's on the injured list. So, you know, a lot of the guys that would be in the game, and, of course, Gordon Graceffo was moved to the bullpen. So, you know, there aren't a lot of great options beyond McGreevy right now if they do need a starter.
You mentioned Tink Hens, and it's been such a start and stop with him. And a couple years ago, he almost got to 100 innings, and you were hoping that that would be something to spring forward him. And then he dealt with injuries again last year, and it certainly happened this year as well. He's going through his rehab assignment right now. What has to happen for this guy not only to get back on a path to getting to the major leagues, but is him being a starter even you'd have to push the innings so much at this point for a guy who can't stay healthy? There's so many questions with him. Where do you assess and how do you view Tink Hens overall right now?
Well, it's kind of like Roby, but, you know, without the good health right now. You know, both of them have, you know, dealt with these injury issues and were stuck at AA for a couple of years. Now, the Cardinals actually promoted Hens to AAA this spring, but he didn't pitch after March 11th because of an injury. And, you know, he's still struggling. He's bouncing around. He's pitched, I think, rehab at three different minor league levels right now. And, you know, Tink Hens just isn't ready yet to face AAA hitters. And that endurance thing is a real issue, Matt, because, you know, you have to look at how many innings did the guy throw last year, and you don't want to, you know, double those innings or, you know, go farther beyond that and risk, you know, further injury. So these guys, it's going to take some time for them to build up. And, you know, at some point in time, I think the Cardinals are going to have to say, listen, you know, Tink Hens was drafted in the class with Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn and Alec Burleson. He was a high school guy like the first two. You know, maybe we need to make him a reliever just so we can get him to the big leagues and use him. And it certainly wouldn't be like a Jordan Hicks that you could argue was rushed to the majors. You know, Tink Hens has been in the system now for 5 years. It's you know, at some point in time, they've got to find out what they've got in him. But, you know, in all fairness, Hens has to show that he's healthy and ready to contribute. He's not yet.
To that end, and I'll wrap you up with this. Do the Cardinals need to maybe be a little bit more creative at AAA specifically with finding ways to get guys to the big leagues, whether it's taking Thomas Ajayi and putting him in the outfield or somebody else? I mean, right now you look at what's going on with the big leagues and all these spots are really taken, and there's going to be some guys, maybe, you know, Thomas Ajayi's big league ready right now, but there's not really a spot. Could the organization do more in terms of trying to get guys into other positions to create those opportunities?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I guess so. I mean, so JC has played shortstop and second base consistently. And, you know, if you look at the roster right now, most folks probably don't even remember that Jose Barrero is still on the team. He's on the bench. Now, Jose Barrero has the advantage that he can play center field as well. JC would probably never be a center fielder. But the point is, if the Cardinals wanted to JC up, you know, they could send Barrero down tomorrow. And Jose might risk losing him because he doesn't have any minor league options. But neither here nor there. I don't think – it used to be way back, you know, guys would make their major league debut at a position in the field in the majors. And in my opinion, that should never happen. But when you've got a Brendan Donovan on your roster, a guy that can, you know, play very strongly, a very good second base, but also play corner outfielder, you have more flexibility. I guess long-winded way of saying, even if Thomas Tejasi could play the outfield, I don't necessarily think that would have sped his return to St. Louis. And as folks probably remember, when Tejasi was up, he hit pretty well, and he's doing fine in AAA this year as well. He's kind of biding his time, you know, waiting for his turn.
Brian Walton covers Cardinals minor leagues for thecardinalnation.com. Give a plug if folks are not familiar with your website and what you and your staff do and all the extensive coverage of Cardinals minor league baseball. Tell folks what they can expect out of your website.
Yeah, we have a 256-page prospect guide where we go into detail on about 5 dozen prospects that you can either get in PDF or printed book version. On the website, we have daily articles covering all the minor league action for free with links to the box scores. We have reporters and all the minor league affiliates. Of course, have a Wednesday podcast with Kyle Reese that's very popular where we cover the minor leagues in detail. And again, that's free as well. So there's a lot if you choose to subscribe, but there's a lot of free content there. And I hope if you do come to the Cardinal Nation, you like what you see and choose to subscribe.
Again, the website, thecardinalnation.com. He is Brian Walton. You follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. Brian, thanks as always for your time, and we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good, Matt.
Very good. That's Brian Walton joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. We've got some time for you right now. If you want to chime in on what's going on with the Cardinals, we will welcome in your phone calls, your text messages, your tweets, and, of course, your messages via the chat on the video stream. Multiple ways to get connected with the program. If you want to call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air, or as mentioned, leave a message on the video chat. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.